It's 3:27. You're listening to Afternoon Jazz at 90.5 FM, WSNC Winston-Salem. Jazz in all its colors from the campus of Winston-Salem State University. And man, after a year, it seems like two or three, actually. we're getting back to normal, and we're so happy to have Carl Dennison of Post Entertainment in the studio with us this afternoon to talk about the Friday Afternoon Jazz Music Series in downtown Winston-Salem. Welcome back, Carl. It's been too long.
Thank you, Jim, and it's a pleasure to be here, and it's always a pleasure to see you and your faculty here at the Winston-Salem State radio station.
Well, Carl, you know, it was touch and go for a long time there because, you know, things were getting back slowly. People were getting their COVID-19 vaccinations, and some of y'all out there still have not, so I'm gonna talk about you like a dog. I don't care.
Go get it.
Get your vaccinations because COVID-19 is not over. We still have a pandemic. So if you haven't gotten your shots, get out there and get them. If you've only gotten one, quit procrastinating. Get the other one and get healthy and stay healthy so that everybody around us can start enjoying things again, like the downtown music series. And coming up at Corporating Plaza, Carl Dennison in the studio with us. Thank you for having the patience to, you know, to wait it out and come back with jazz music.
Yes, it's been a long time. It's been a very long time. You know, things that you kind of take for granted sometimes, yeah. And once it's taken away from you, you know, you realize the true treasure that it is, you know. So I'm glad to have live music back here in Winston-Salem. I'm looking forward to this Friday, and we have an awesome lineup this year.
Awesome lineup, and it's starting at 6 p.m. at Corporating Plaza, downtown Winston-Salem, between Liberty and Cherry Streets on First Street. Easy to find because just follow all the big cars, but people know the landmark.
Yes, they do, right behind the BB&T building. Exactly. You know, it's easy to find.
That big front lawn, and I jokingly say it, but it's really like Winston-Salem's first front lawn. Because you come out with all your friends, and some people bring their pets. Not the best time to bring your pets, but, you know, if you have very well-behaved pets, I guess it's okay. Anyhow, but people come out, and, of course, there's a lot of music. And Carl, the music you get, we are so proud of our local musicians, but we're so impressed that you get these national musicians to come in town and perform.
Yes. And you know, we have established ourselves throughout over the years, and the more established artists are looking forward to playing in Winston-Salem because they know that we provide excellent service and we have a big following now, so it's a win-win situation for everybody.
And it's a big friendly following, too.
Because, oh, yes.
I mean, people come out, they're relaxed, it's Friday evening, and they're with their friends, they're going to meet new friends, and there's stuff out there to look at and see and do, and most of all, there's live music.
Yes, and it's free.
No charge.
Yeah, no charge.
Absolutely,
no charge. You get a chance to see national acts for free.
Absolutely. All you have to do is get ready and go down and bring your lawn chairs. And we mentioned it's going to be a lot of rain tomorrow, so you might want to bring, if you're going to sit on the ground, you might want to bring something to put under your blanket.
Yes.
Because the ground is going to be saturated. But as hot as it's getting around here, that rain water might be sucked up.
Evaporated.
In about 5 minutes. But either way, we're grateful. And Carl, I mentioned that it was touch and go for a while there because of COVID-19, and we were cautiously, getting back together, and we didn't know if we were going to have this music series.
No, and, you know, we were having meetings throughout the year, at the first beginning of the year, and we, you know, had to wait to see what the governor was going to say and see which way this pandemic was going to go and everything. So, and we made a couple of modifications this year. You know, normally we have 6 concerts, and now we're gonna only have 5 because we had to kind of push back in June, which we normally start, until July. But we will have 3 concerts in July and 2 concerts in August.
So we have a lot to look forward to. And we've got all the information. We've got the calendar on our Facebook page. So if you go to our website, WSNCradio.org, you can hop over to our Facebook page and you can see the lineup. And the first, who's the first person that you have performing?
Yes, I think
you
just mentioned Terrence Young, a guitarist out of South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina. Very, very talented young man. He's one of the best guitarists on the Eastern Seaboard, and he's very entertaining. So you will really enjoy his presence and him being there, because he's a really good entertainer.
Great entertainment, as I mentioned, and a great audience that comes out and really appreciates live music. But I'm going to say, Carl Dennison, that you make it look easy, because I know it cannot be easy planning all these live events, because you're not just here, you're other places as well. We're not your only customer. We hope we're your favorite customer, but we know we're not your only customer. So you're hopping around bringing jazz music to a lot of different communities.
Yes, but Winston-Salem is home to me now, so I still kind of do some couple events in Atlanta as well. And this past weekend, I was up in Maryland attending an event. As a matter of fact, that was my first live event I've been to since the pandemic.
Yeah.
So it really was refreshing to get out and listen to live music again.
So what was it like over the past 13 months or however long it's been, waiting and keeping your fingers crossed? And I noticed that you don't have a lot more gray hair than you used to. So obviously, you know, you kind of, you know, rolling with it and not letting it get to you too much.
Well, it was a time to kind of just relax and reflect and kind of, you know, dig a little deeper and find more artists out there and listen to a lot of music. And the good thing about it, doing this downtown, a lot of artists produce new music.
Yeah.
So you know, that was really, so I got a chance to listen to a lot of new music and a lot of new acts. So we're looking forward to next year as well, because we got several new artists that haven't been in to the Triad that will probably be on the schedule for next year as well.
So, Carl, what were the conversations like with the musicians over the past few months as you were trying to get this show back on the road again for us?
They said they're ready.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's make it happen. You know, they're just as eager as we are to be here and to perform live.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. And like I said, the audiences, we have great audiences here in this community. And they don't take it for granted. Even though there is no charge, they do not take it for granted. They show up early. And they are well behaved, except for the joy. There is a lot of joy there.
Yes, it is.
There's some good dancing. There's some crazy dancing, but that's okay.
You know, it's the pleasure of it. You know,
exactly.
It's the ambiance of it.
Exactly. If the live music weren't good, just look around. Let me tell you, there's some entertainment there. And I say that in all good fun, because there's a lot of joy there. It's the 2021 Downtown Music Series coming to Corporating Plaza, 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. on every other Friday. But we'll have the calendar there. So, you know, go by what you read on the calendar and we'll update it as necessary. Terrence Young is the first performer on the 9th, coming up this Friday. And then their performance is coming up on the 23rd. The 30th of July, and then August the 13th and August the 27th. Talk about some of the other performers coming, because you've got some familiar names in the group.
Yes, I got for the, July the 23rd, I'm bringing John Dillard here, which is my musical director out of Charlotte anyway. And he has a couple of CDs out as well. He's going to perform on July the 23rd. Him and he will feature a young lady out of Charlotte as well named Gina Chambers. So we look forward to him performing as well. But John plays behind all of my national acts.
Yeah.
So he's a great, great musician.
Oh, that's great. So he has a chance to step forward
and
be the headliner. And Gina Chambers, is she what type of musician is she? I'm not going to assume
vocalist.
She's a singer.
She's a vocalist and a very talented vocalist as well. So we look forward to having her here.
That's coming up on July the 23rd, John Dillard.
And then July the 30th, we're going to bring national act Brian Simpson here, keyboardist. you know, need I say more?
Exactly. You know, big name, and we're glad to have, we'll be hosting Brian Simpson in the community on July the 30th.
Yes, and August the 13th, we have Willie Bradley, a trumpeter, and Willie had a number one hit with his new album this year on the Billboard chart. So he's doing very well and looking forward to coming to the to Winston-Salem as well.
Now, I noticed that just from past experience, like your trumpeters and your saxophone players, they're a big hit with the audience because a lot of times they don't stay on stage. They've got their remote mics, and next thing you know, there they are playing among the people.
Yes, they always, and it's always entertaining once they get out and interact with the audience. So it makes for a good night.
So another big name you've got coming up on August 27th, Jessie J.
Yes, yes. I've been trying to get her for about 3 years now. And so it's been kind of hit and miss. So the stars aligned this year. So we are definitely looking forward. And this will be her first time playing in Winston-Salem as well. So and she's looking forward to it. She has numerous albums out and number one hits and songs of the year, you know, on Billboard charts. So she's a very talented individual, and it's a pleasure to have her in the Triad in Winston-Salem area to perform at the Jazz Series.
And, of course, these are performers that you hear regularly on 90.5 FM WSNC.
Yes.
So that's why we're happy to be, you know, to have you here and to be working with you, Carl Dennison, Post Entertainment, and also the city of Winston-Salem, which is also very thoughtful in supporting this event. And we're glad to have the support of our city because this is one of those annual events that makes Winston-Salem a great place to live.
Yes. I always say, as to the character of the city.
And of course, we're going to be there, and we'll have our tent set up. And this year, Carl, we'll see how many radio disc jockeys it takes to put up a tent. One, it was a struggle 1 year there, baby. The tent was new, and so were we. But the tent got up,
yes.
And now we're accustomed to that sort of thing. So do you have other vendors there as well? Describe the setup for us.
Yes,
you don't have to name names because I'm not asking.
I think we're going to have the first night, three food trucks and three or four jewelry vendors and a health food vendor.
Yay.
And of course we will have Foothill for beer and another winery. I forget the winery name, but we have a winery there as well. So we will have beer, wine, food, Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
Popsicle, whatever you want. Italian ice. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Because, so, I mean, everybody, it's a very kid-friendly environment.
Yes, yes, yes. And we encourage you as well to support the vendors as well because they're part of the whole picture in order to make this work.
Yeah, exactly. And it makes it an event.
Yes, yes, definitely. Yeah.
So we enjoy the event that comes up Fridays in downtown Winston-Salem at Corporating Plaza. It's the 2021 Jazz Music Series brought to us by Post Entertainment, Carl Dennison, and the city of Winston-Salem. It's at Corporating Plaza, which is a landmark downtown Winston-Salem. Very easy to get to, and parking is everywhere.
Yes, you have a parking deck, and then you have the
parking deck, and there's no charge.
Exactly.
Either. See, that's another secret, because sometimes people are driving around. Because, you know, people are crazy about paying parking. They're driving around, and they'll, like, park in Kernersville. And and then they get there, and all of a sudden they realize, well, parking is free, too.
Yes, and it's free, and the parking deck is right there adjacent to the venue as well. So, you know, you can park your car for free, and it's probably about a five-minute walk to the inside of the venue. So, you know, it's a win-win situation there as well. Instead of riding around for 30, 40 minutes.
Trying to be cool.
Yeah, trying to be cool and missing valuable music.
Too cheap to pay for parking.
Yes.
But you don't have to. You don't have to because we have, of course, the city of Winston-Salem and, of course, the folks that own the BB&T building, good host as well. And it's a community event, and everybody comes to it with a lot of joy in their hearts.
Yes, yes. It's the right spirit. And I think everybody is looking forward to being out again amongst their colleagues and friends and family, you know, in a safe. But like I say, too, we're still dealing with a pandemic.
That's
so
right.
We need to be safe as well and be mindful of people's personal space.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you haven't been vaccinated, you know, maybe you want to wear a mask or something when you're interacting with other people,
yeah,
or something like that. But, you know, if you're vaccinated, you know, you feel certain safe. But I've been vaccinated, but I still probably would have on a mask at certain points as well.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, there will be a lot of people there, but it is outside.
Yes.
And people do respect, you know, personal space. So
yes,
at least we don't have to worry so much about that. But once again, it's still a courtesy issue. And like I said, this is historically, it's a very courteous group of people. So we're not that concerned about that. But we're, once again, Carl Dennison, we're so happy that you're back and that you're keeping the live jazz music in our community. And we appreciate you.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure. It's a labor of love. I must say, you know, I enjoy jazz just as much as the next person.
Yeah.
You know, and it's always a pleasure to have it in our yard.
In our yard. That's exactly right. Our front yard down at Corporating Plaza, Carl Dennison Post Entertainment. The 2021 Jazz Music Series on Fridays is starting this Friday. This Friday with a great guitarist, South Carolina native, Terrence Young, and he will be performing on the stage at Corporating Plaza. And just what kind of music does he play? Because, of course, you know, we're jazz and we're smooth jazz, but how would you describe
his music? He plays a variety. He's a more entertaining guitarist because his rendition of Purple Rain is spot on.
Wow.
And Frankie Beverly and Mays, he can do pretty much any guitar riff out there. He's just that talented. He's a big variety. He has a variety band as well that plays multiple genres of music. So he's going to be very, very entertaining. You will definitely walk away happy.
Well, you certainly hit two nerves there. I mean, Frankie Beverly and Mays, of course, who we adore. Prince. Somebody who's talented enough to play Prince and somebody who's talented enough to do it in a big venue. My hat's off to him.
Yes, yes. Like I said, you definitely won't walk away disappointed.
Now, for those who have never been before, this is how it goes. It's 6 p.m. until 9 p.m.
9:30.
9:30 p.m. Okay, so you got a little more time. 6:30, 9:30 p.m. downtown Winston-Salem. No charge to be there. No charge to park. And just bring your lawn chair, your blankets, your friends and family, and just enjoy an afternoon of live jazz music.
Yes, definitely. And then, too, if you get a chance, you know, and you're sitting at your computer, you know, send an email out to the City of Winston-Salem and
Lord,
the Downtown
yes.
Partnership just to say thank you. Because, you know, I've been to a lot of places in a lot of cities. You know, most of the time you have to pay for an event like this, but you're getting it free.
You're getting it,
you know, and like I say, you know, don't take it for granted. You know, be email, just say, you know, send it to Downtown Partnership or the City of Winston-Salem. Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you for reminding me about the Downtown Winston-Salem Partnership, because they always play a big role in this as well.
Yes.
And you can read about all the music events at their website as well. And you know, when something don't go right, you're going to be on the phone. writing your city council person and let them know what ain't working. This is something that works, and it works beautifully.
Yes.
So take a moment. Exactly. Drop them a line.
Exactly. And enjoy it. And like I say, you know, during this pandemic, if it taught us anything, is, you know, enjoy the small moment. Enjoy the time that you have spending with your loved ones and everything. So we got to enjoy the moment and embrace it and keep it going.
And we'll keep everyone up to date on our Facebook page, our social media pages as well, about any changes, any additions to the schedule, and also to make sure that everyone is up to date on this fine event. Carl Dennison, we thank you for all the great work that you do. We thank you for coming by to talk about this event, and we wish you good luck.
Well, great. I look forward to seeing you all on Friday, this Friday coming up. And also, I want to say congratulations, too, with the WSCNC app, radio app. Now I get a chance to take my music with me wherever I travel to. So it's always a blessing to have the app. And, you know, you all definitely are moving in the right direction. And it's a pleasure to have you all here in our city.
Carl Dennison, you are a prince. You're listening to Afternoon Jazz at 90.5 FM, WSNC Winston-Salem, jazz in all its colors from the campus of Winston-Salem State University, 347 at the top of the hour, National Public Radio News.